Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, welcome to Apartment 4D, the podcast all about New Girl. I'm your host, Jill, here with my co-host, Heather.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
And we're here to discuss Season 3, Episode 7, Coach. Coach is making a comeback. Before we start, we'll begin with a feeling stick. I don't have anything. Joe?
I don't have anything.
Heather?
Mark this day in history. I don't have a feeling.
It's your second time with no feeling stick.
Out of all the times?
Yeah, that I can remember. But it's good because we need to get going. This is such a big episode to unpack. The Netflix description of this episode is single once again. Coach moves back into the loft where things have changed. Meanwhile, Jess and Cece meet an intriguing guy on a girl's night out. Joe Flix, what do you got for us for this description of the episode where Coach returns?
Well, I would say for this episode, because it finally showed. So what was the Netflix description?
Well, I just read it.
Okay, do it again.
For those who weren't listening, single once again, Coach moves back into the loft where things have changed. Meanwhile, Jess and Cece meet an intriguing guy on a girl's night out.
So things aren't always as they seem.
I think what the fans were looking for with this segment was for you to give a description of the episode, because we're always like, Netflix left out Winston. This is ridiculous.
No.
Although one person did say, have him do it and see what he gets wrong. So
things aren't always, and look at description is supposed to be teasers.
That's true.
So what do you mean they don't always seem to be?
Oh, now we're getting a reaction to Joe Flix.
See what I'm saying? Okay. Things don't always seem to be what they are.
You're more a tagline guy, but I still like it.
Yeah, tagline.
Yeah.
Love it. I picked Joe over Netflix again.
Guest stars from this episode include the fabulous, talented, and handsome Taye Diggs, who plays Artie, the coffee shop owner,
who was in Rent,
the first Broadway production, as well as the film.
He's been in a million things. We can't go over that list.
That's why I chose Rent, because it's my favorite. And also, I want to throw a fun fact at everybody that when my son was covering the Uncle Drew press junket, we asked Kyrie Irving, who's, I mean, everyone will know except for Heather, a really famous basketball player, what his favorite movie was. And he said it was Rent. He was a child, and he caught it on TV and was like, I love this, and started singing and, like, got really into it. And I push musical theater on my kids, so they tolerate it / like it. And I was like, oh, what, how cool that someone, like, cool and an athlete also likes musicals.
Rent's my favorite musical.
It's not my favorite musical, but it's up there.
It's great.
So we're in the kitchen, and the gang gets a text that Coach is in town, and it's going to be crazy when Schmidt bursts out from the patio doors. No one knows how long he's been on the patio. To get his chimes, Nick's mad at him, then he's happy and remembering, then they're mad at each other again, and that's when Coach bursts through the door. So I guess he texts them when he was 1 minute from their house. Surprise, he's here. So we find out that he and Malia broke up. I guess he went to live with Malia, since we know where he left.
Evidently, yeah. And Malia live far away?
He never, it's interesting, the description says he moves back in. He never really, it's never addressed that he moves back in.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, just come spend the night here because you're drunk.
That's what I thought.
He never left. So he doesn't remember Jess when she's talking. He's like, who are you? And she says, remember, we lived together for like 2 weeks. So I guess there's 2 weeks of New Girl we didn't get to see.
I guess so. Sorry to miss that.
And he calls Coach Shrimp Forks. I'm sorry, Coach calls...
Shrimp Forks.
Yes.
Calls Winston Shrimp Forks,
which makes me mad. Stop making fun of Winston. And then announces all the guys are going to a strip club. So Jess asks Nick to go in the other room. And after literally 1 second of conversation, Coach rudely jumps in, making fun of him. Oh, you have to discuss it with your girlfriend? And Nick says, well, we really haven't had the boyfriend-girlfriend talk yet. Jess goes postal, what are you talking about? And he's like, no, I know, like, you're like my girlfriend. We haven't had the talk. We also haven't had the seeing other people talk. So you're seeing other people?
Right.
And every time Coach walks in, he acts like an idiot. Every time Coach walks out, he acts like a good boyfriend. So Jess gets mad and says, she's going out too.
But backing up for a minute, I love how Jess keeps trying to get included.
Like yelling stuff.
Yeah. And that was actually taken from the Golden Girls. Sophia did
taken
that.
Taken from it. Yeah. But
well, I like Nick is... When they say we haven't had the boyfriend girlfriend talk, look, now you're talking terminology. We're just talking terminology.
So I felt bad for Nick in that moment.
He's trying to spin it, and you know he's in a tough spot. We've all been there, where he's in a tough spot. Yeah. You want to go out with your boys, and it's weird because Jess is never really the jealous type. So that's why for her to go, why you gotta go to a strip club on a Tuesday night?
Well, I think that maybe she was already hurt.
Because she wasn't included.
Yeah, so she was on it.
And I also feel like she was, all she said is, I don't know if I'm comfortable with it. And then Coach blew it out of proportion. Jess was just like, more like, let's have a dialogue about this.
Yeah.
If you really listen, she was just like, I don't know if I'm comfortable with a strip club. Coach is there saying, oh, your girlfriend, oh, blah, blah, making fun. Walks out. Coach created all the problems. And then Nick. And then Jess appeared to be jealous because Nick's like, well, we're not exactly dating. Well, we haven't had to see other people talk. I see what you're saying, but I also think it's a little
more on Coach. Jess couldn't have wanted to go to the strip club because she's a woman.
Yeah, well, women definitely can go to strip clubs, but she was excluded because they were going somewhere where she wasn't invited.
Oh.
And Coach is like, do I even know you? Like, he was not.
Right.
He,
no.
If you just look at this episode of Coach, like, he's literally
not likable.
No.
No.
He's not that likable in the pilot either.
No, he's not.
So we're at the bar and Cece's saying, Jess is saying that men suck, and Cece is agreeing way too much because she's still upset about what happened with Schmidt, saying they play games, you should make Nick jealous. And she goes, well, I did get asked out by this guy at the coffee shop, Artie. And we see a flashback to Taye Diggs' character, Artie, asking Jess out. She says, shut your face.
Yes, I wrote that down, too. That was hilarious.
So cute. Meanwhile, at the strip club, Winston hits the ATM and gets $2,000 of not real money, but bunny money.
Bunny money.
And Coach's like, oh, you always do things wrong.
And then he's all, keep making mistakes, Winston.
He's the worst right now.
Does our voices sound like him?
Definitely. So Nick and Schmidt are alone and they're like, we can't do this. We want to go home. Schmidt's just like too tired. Nick wants to get back to see Jess, and he's like, okay, say you want to leave, and then I'll agree with you. So he says it, and Schmidt does not back him up.
Oh, and Schmidt.
It's just going bad. Back at the bar, we find out that Cece called Artie. I guess she just took Jess's phone, and now he's there.
Mm-hmm.
But before anything can happen, he guesses her drink, and then she says, you know, I have a boyfriend. And Artie tries to leave. But Cece just keeps encouraging Jess, which this isn't great for Cece either.
Right.
So she's like, hey, Artie, I bet you can't lift me. And it's implied he comes back. Winston goes to the bar and tries to return his bunny money and says, how am I going to spend $2,000 on dances? And the bartender said, oh, the dancers don't take bunny money, but it's good at our bar and our gift shop.
Now, so he put his ATM into the wrong ATM.
He put it into a machine that sells bunny money, which is only good at the... Which it doesn't make sense because they would definitely give you real money at a strip club so you could pay for dances. But
so did he lose $2,000?
Right. $2,000 was drafted out of his account and fake money with bunnies on it was given to
him. Winnie
B. Yeah. Not a good
one. Why was he getting $2,000 cash out of his?
I think he was like going to like buy a dance for a Coach and then maybe get like some drinks. I don't know why he did $2,000. I guess because it was only funny if he did.
Maybe strip clubs are expensive. I don't know.
Okay. They're definitely not expensive.
Oh, really? I don't know.
Just the main core fundamental business model would indicate that you spend a lot of money.
Oh, because you give people tips.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're at the bar, and Jess is talking about the guys, and Artie doesn't just work at the coffee shop. He owns it. And he says, you know what? I think you need to call Nick. So Artie seems like a stand-up guy. He tried to leave.
Yeah.
And now he's like, I think you should call Nick and work it out. Of course, Coach is in the background harassing him and yelling on the phone. And she says she's with a man, gets off the phone, and says, Artie, you're going to give us a ride home. Well, he offers, and Cece's like, oh, no, never mind. Like, I didn't think it was going to go this far. Forget it. But Jess is, like, way too worked up and, like, no, Artie's going to give us a ride home. I love how later she says, we're going to have some hot conversation.
I love how he orders the Shirley Temple with a finger of coconut rum.
He could tell that's what she was drinking.
The Temple Grandin.
Yes. Are you okay?
Yes. Did they call the drink Temple Grandin?
That was funny.
Yeah. Do you know who that is?
Shirley Temple, I know who that is.
Oh, Temple Grandin. She was the first autistic person to create horse therapy.
Oh, I can't believe you knew it, and we didn't have to ask someone to look that up for us.
There's a very good chance I mixed some of it up.
Probably.
Let us know.
So Winston's eating a gray lobster when Nick says they have to go, but Winston wants to finish his lobster and spend his bunny money. And Coach is putting pressure on everybody to say, when Nick gives a speech about Jess and dating, and Coach starts crying and saying Malia broke up with him and now she has a new boyfriend and he wants to go because he's been crying in the strip club and people saw him. So then the next scene cuts to them in the cab, full on bunny money merch.
Oh,
hats, jackets,
lathered, so
Schmidt's hats like sideways.
That was hilarious.
Very funny without any words. So funny. Where they think they're heading to the loft and they realize they're in front of a police station. Mm. And Coach is like, we're going to beat up Malia's boyfriend. And Winston says, have y'all heard the joke about the two black guys and two white guys who walked into a police station? The two white guys walked out.
That was so funny. Jesus.
Yeah, really good line. So then the guys are drunk, like babbling, and Nick and Schmidt get into an argument. And Schmidt says, you cannot beat me in a physical altercation of fisticuffs. And they get out of the car and start to fight each other rather than the boyfriend, because Coach is still looking for the boyfriend. Then we have Artie in the loft walking in with the girls, and Cece says that she's sorry to Jess that she did this, that she was projecting how she felt on her. Mm-hmm. And she said that Nick, you know, can be a mess. And one time she found a note that Nick had written that said, put on pants, ? Which reads, put on pants? Then we're outside the station. Schmidt is just like basically saying how he's miserable living alone now. The truth comes out. Everyone's still fighting when Derek Malia's new boyfriend comes out. And rather than say something bad or try to fight him, Coach just says, take good care of her. And he's like, yeah, of course I will, because like I'm not a drunk idiot or something really mean. And that's when the guys start flexing in front of a cop.
Yes.
And then they go, he has backup, when his friends come out. And they run away into the serpentine. So funny. I'm not crazy about this episode, but I do love that part.
Yeah, it was sad when he dissed Coach, even though I'm not into Coach.
Well, Coach was acting like an idiot, so to a certain degree, need to be knocked down a couple pegs.
It's hard to go through a breakup,
so though. Jess looks for Artie because she thinks he's in the restroom, but he's naked in her bed, and then he says the water feels fine and pretends splashes water out of the bed.
That was funny.
And
that
she goes, funny. Are you splashing water at me?
Yeah. That's probably my favorite part. The guys get home, and Winston tells Coach to stop calling him Shrimp Forks. He played professional basketball. This makes no sense. So now he calls him Hop Along, Bunny Money.
Hop Along, Bunny Money.
Nick walks into the room and finds Artie, and Jess is like, nothing happened. You have to believe me. And he does. Knocks Artie out, dresses him in the Bunny Money merch, and puts him in the elevator. And then we see in the end scene that Winston is regularly picking up dinner for the gang with his bunny money, and no one's reimbursing or paying him back.
But the funniest part of the scene when Nick gets in bed is he goes, wait a minute, you're in bed naked, I'm here with my clothes on, this is not a fair fight.
Yeah. He's wearing tearaway pants for some reason.
Oh, he goes, thank God for snaps. He goes, yes. Thank God for snaps.
The tearaway pants.
So that brings us to favorite Jess look. What was your guys' favorite look?
Okay, well, mine was at the end, the sweater that she's wearing. It actually reminded me, I know it wasn't a St. John knit, but it reminded me of a St. John knit, and that made me smile because my granny loved and wore St. John knits.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Over that Joe?
I don't know. I didn't really recognize any outfits that she had on.
Okay. I have none. I wasn't...
It wasn't a great...
Actually, season 3 is not giving me a lot to work with so far.
I know. I've only liked one dress.
Best dressed, for sure, Bunny Money merch scene.
Samesies.
Joe, was that yours too?
Well, I kind of like... I like the line when they come back from the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And... they go, oh, we got some food from the, I think it was the VRB or VBB, and Jess is like, don't call it that.
Oh, yeah, I forget what he said.
It's like,
yeah.
The Velvet Rabbit is abbreviated. Yeah.
Right.
And she's like, don't call it that.
That's funny.
But who's your best dressed character, though?
Oh, I thought you were talking about funniest character.
No.
No.
I go in the same order.
Best dressed. I don't have a best dressed. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Favorite Schmidt moment, of course. I don't know how anyone else could have anything other than the, you couldn't beat me in a physical altercation of fisticuffs. Zero on the jar count, Heather.
I just thought he did a great job of like conveying that he misses the law.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Good one, Joe. Favorite Schmidt moment.
In this one, I don't know. He was. I would say the outside the police station.
Yes.
Okay. When he told the joke and just everything with the fisticuffs. Yeah, I'd say that was my favorite.
Yeah, that was some good TV.
All right, favorite funniest moment. Mine is the whole Winston Bunny Money gag when they cut to them in the cab with no explanation, head to toe in bunny merch. And then the ending, bringing it home again that he's buying everyone food. He brought like pancakes and what was the... The whatever Jess got was like spaghetti and meatballs.
The pour some sugar on meatballs.
Yes.
That was mine.
Oh, sorry. That's the whole thing. That was your funniest, Heather?
Yeah, that was my funniest moment.
And Joe, you already shared yours, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that brings us to Honey Roast Award for Best Character Performance in this episode. I'm going with Taye Diggs because how do you not? What is Taye Diggs doing in this show?
It's like, why is he splashing a bed? Mind.
I wonder if he was like, I love New Girl, can I be on it? Or they were like, we need to find a super ridiculously universally attractive man.
He's universally attractive. He's
so, I mean, his smile. Don't you think he's handsome, Joe?
Taye Diggs is a good looking guy, yeah.
Good answer.
Even Joe thinks
when a guy can say it, yeah.
Well, it's like people probably think we compare notes. We don't.
No, I don't think they think that. I think that we want to do opposite to make him more interesting.
Yeah, I try, but you always read my mind.
So we both have the same Joe. Who or what is your honey roast?
My honey roast?
Yes, Joe.
For this episode?
I was thinking it would be cool if it was for this episode.
Yeah. So I would say in this one, you know, you got to give it to Coach because
he
hit his feelings well, and then he ends up telling him, okay, this is what it is. But then I also got to give it to Nick for standing up to him saying, okay, I got a good girl. I'm not going to lose that girl. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not staying up till 8 a.m. And this was the episode where Schmidt said, I got 8 a.m., Nick. I'm stressing. And if it means I got an 8 a.m., I got to be there at 7:45 to put the chairs down.
There you go. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Nicely played, Joe.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So,
Heather? Oh, yours was Taye Diggs. I'm sorry.
Taye.
So there's a zero on the bear count, and that brings us to discussion questions.
Wait, I think I might have found the bear count.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just assumed.
They make a reference to Jay Cutler.
Who's on Joe? Is he on the Bears?
Yes, he's on the Chicago Bears.
Oh my gosh! I got to mark it down. Good job, Heather.
Is he the guy who's married to Kristen Cavallari?
Well, he used to be.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Jay Cutler.
He's not my favorite person.
Okay. Okay, so that brings us to discussion questions. Mine is, do you have a friend who you act different around or been in a situation where someone's encouraged you to act different? Heather?
Interesting question.
Thank you.
I can't act different.
That's true.
I'm just me. But wait, are you saying that I don't say I'm in a relationship?
No, I'm saying did anyone ever like just make you act different? Like Nick was acting like a jerk to Jess and like, well, I'm just telling my woman what kind of cake to bake me. Like, he doesn't talk like that.
No, I can't be different.
Joe, have you ever acted different in front of your friends, especially guys?
You have to.
You're going to be honest. Here's
what I mean. It's not in a bad way, but look it. If you got friends that are devout Christians and have a certain way of living, you can't say, hey, let's go out to the bar or the pub and the nightclub. Right. They're not going to do all that.
They'll be very
uncomfortable. So you have to go mini golfing or bowling or something that...
So you adjust the activity or something.
Yeah, you adjust the activity to your friends. Where you got other friends that like to go out, other friends who play sports, so you go golfing.
Makes sense.
I have a wide array of friends that have different common interests, you know what I'm saying, and non-common interests. So you got to be flexible. And so, yeah, I don't know if I act different per se. No, you do. You do act different, you know.
Yeah, you do.
Because you just have friends. You have introverted friends and you have extroverted friends.
Right,
you know.
Right.
So that's the way that I play that game.
Yeah, that's, but that's, you're being sweet. you're making sure that they feel comfortable.
Comfortable, yeah.
It's more the activity, the environment.
You don't invite the devout Christians to, you know, the kegger down the road.
Right.
You know
what I invite everybody everywhere. I say, I know you may not be comfortable, but I want you to know that you're welcome.
Yeah.
Because some people still will come to a party if they don't drink. Like, I don't drink just because I don't like it, but people still invite me to parties with alcohol.
That's true. Some people do.
Joe, do you have a discussion question?
In regards to this situation...
Or the episode, yeah.
The episode... No, I don't really. I mean, it's kind of tough because, I mean, the only discussion question really is, you know, have you ever stopped a boyfriend from going to do something that they want to do because you have some insecurity about whatever it may be that they're doing?
Okay.
And not to say specifically to a strip club, but maybe they were going to some place that you didn't like, or going to mountains and they don't like the mountains, or the ride, or whatever it may be.
So was there a question in there?
Yeah. Have you ever stopped a friend or boyfriend or girlfriend from going on an excursion they wanted to go to because you weren't comfortable with that situation?
No, you just got to go on whatever excursions you wanted.
Yeah, I agree. I've never tried to stop it. It never occurred to me that I was allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Good question.
What about you, Joe?
I haven't. I'm not the possessive person like that. No, not maybe when I was younger, there was some jealousy in there with young kids get jealous. Not in the last 20 years.
Have you ever discussed
that person? Yes. Okay. Have you ever been in a situation where you denied your relationship or your partner denied it, like Nick did in front of Coach?
No. Not unless the person and I were dating, like, secretly. But then we were denying it on purpose, Joe.
Gotcha.
Denying.
Have you dated someone and denied it or lied about it to your friends and family?
I don't know. I haven't dated many girls per se.
Yeah.
What if you had a serious relationship?
But Jill and I worked together, but it's not like
you dated plenty of girls. I don't know what you're talking about.
Lied to anyone. No, but she's saying
we did lie about
it. She's saying denying a relationship.
Like, on purpose.
Like,
not
that's my girlfriend, and I'm saying, no, that's not my girlfriend.
Right. We haven't had the boyfriend-girlfriend talk yet.
Yeah. No, that terminology.
It's a quick way to not have a girlfriend.
Right.
No. I mean, sometimes girls might think they're your girlfriend or something, but
that's
I don't know.
True.
I mean, I always really start out as friends with most of the people that I have relationships with.
Right.
You know, always been friends first, and then it's always developed. So, you know, there's not that sneak around thing or anything like that, you know.
Right.
I mean, sometimes people go, oh, I see something, you know. Oh, it looks like you too, you know.
Right.
Like that kind of thing, but I never...
Like how you liked me and everyone was like, oh, Joe likes Jill, and you were like, oh, no.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. People were thinking that.
Right.
I wonder why.
I was doing showing up with balloons up. I mean, I wasn't doing anything.
Joe, I will tell the whole story on this podcast if you pretend.
No, you told the balloons.
No, I did not. I left a whole chunk of it out for his sake.
Oh.
So, and I've never really done that on purpose.
Gotcha.
Heather?
No, like, I've never done that, and nobody's done it to me.
Mm-hmm.
But twice I had situations where I wasn't supposed to be involved with coworkers, and I was, so we hit it.
Yeah, that's kind of like your theme in discussion questions.
What?
I was dating this guy who I worked with.
Yeah.
He also had a gun and like shoplifted.
Yeah, exactly.
And carjacked people. Okay, do you have a second and final discussion question?
Yeah. Do you guys, like, have that one friend where, like, a good time is guaranteed and, like, how they got all excited about Coach?
Yes. Her name is Amy Bird, and she does not listen to this podcast. And that is not to diss my other friends, like, Sean, I'll just say, because she wouldn't want her whole name. And George and all my friends, especially at this age, I get excited to see all my friends because I never see them. But there's something different specifically about Amy and her level of like jovialness and how funny she is, especially if we're going in a group thing. I'm like, oh, Amy's going to be there. Yeah. It's going to be fine. She's going to make it hilarious.
And I know all your friends, so I agree with you.
Yeah, they're all gems.
They're all awesome. Yeah.
Joe?
So What's the question again?
Do you have, like, that one friend, like, how they all got excited about Coach, that one friend?
Like, it's going to be crazy tonight.
When a good time is preordained.
Yeah, okay. No, because I heard the question. I was just trying to figure out, because really, I don't have that stage anymore that I'm going out or anything like that.
Yeah.
But when I do see my friends, my old friends from the stadiums or other works, you know, it's fun. But, I mean, we're getting together. It's not going to be a crazy night. We get together and I'm in bed by 10. You
lunch
know?
At Red
yeah,
Robin.
Yeah, it's lunch at Red Robin. Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you're always excited to see old friends. And sometimes you'd like to see people more, but you just can't.
Yeah,
it's
one
way or another.
When you move out of state, it does make it hard.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we got Facebook. I mean, I think Facebook has destroyed the reunion business. I was talking the other day with a friend of mine that I remember as a kid, I'd go to all their family reunions, and it was like, it's decades. And then I think about your family camping trips to the beach.
That's
it was for decades, you
it
know?
It was for decades.
But when the patriarch and the matriarch are gone, and then Facebook is there, I don't have to catch up with John and see what he's done
John's
the last
doing.
10 years. Because I know what he's doing.
Right.
That's what I like about reunions and is getting
what are they doing?
What are they doing? What's the new thing? You know, the kids, you see the kids, like you didn't see the kids before, you know?
Right.
I mean
right.
they had you
now
know,
you've seen
Polaroids when I was a kid. You know?
Pictures of their kids.
Yeah, now it's all over Facebook.
Right.
There's not anything I don't know because people do share so much on social media that you pretty much maybe know sometimes more than you need to know about
their
life.
Yes.
I don't need to know that you took a nap today. I don't need to know that you did this today. I don't need to know that you did this today. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't need 400 pictures
so
of your dog.
Social media has ruined the structure of reunions and it's just bad. But I do like the holidays. It seems like the holidays people still do travel and get together.
Right.
But if you don't travel, it's no big deal because it's like, oh, what's Heather been up to? Well, just look at Heather's Facebook. You know, she's got, you know, a new daughter. She's got this. She's got that, you know.
Just to clarify, the daughter is a dog.
Yeah, yeah. Well
said,
daughter.
Well said, Joe. She's human to us.
But so that's why I think that, you know, we're just like, you know, we're not so much, oh, it's okay if we don't have a reunion. I know what they're doing.
What they're doing.
Stuff like that.
I know everybody's fine.
Yeah. Heather, what's your answer to the question? Friend who's guaranteed to.
Thank you. I mean, my one of my best friends, Ellie, like whenever she comes in from Texas, it's so exciting. We always have so much fun. And we always had so much fun when she lives here, and I miss her a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another friend who lives in Idaho. I've only seen her a couple times since she moved. But I think that, like, they're super fun, but there's even more excitement because they live so far away, and you don't get to see them as much.
Yeah. Okay, well, that concludes our episode. We'll see you guys next week. We hope you have a great week. Stay out of trouble. Don't date your coworkers like Heather. Or like me and Joe, I guess. Why are we making fun of her?
Lifters.
Yeah. Or anyone who carjacks.
Yeah.
And
any of those.
Stay the same in front of all your friends. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye, everybody.